A new poll shows that the majority of Utah voters want John Swallow out of office. A man shot while at church is expected to recover. And the program for treating children with autism in Utah is accepting 35 new applicants. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, June 18th. I'm Brian Grimmett. A new poll released by the Center for the Study of Elections and Democracy at Brigham Young University shows that the majority of Utah voters think that Attorney General John Swallow should resign. Embattled Attorney General John Swallow has repeatedly denied allegations that he was involved in a bribery scheme or that he acted unethically in office. But that message doesn't seem to be resonating with voters. In a poll released Monday from the Center for the Study of Elections and Democracy, 78% of voters say that Swallow should resign. He isn't receiving much support from his own party either. Even among those who identify themselves as strong Republicans, a majority says he should resign. Quinn Monson is the director of the center. He says the results don't bode well for the future of the attorney general.
When your base support erodes so that even the people that might vote for you in a primary or at a convention in our state don't support you, then you know you're in big trouble.
The poll also shows that the majority of Utah voters are in favor of the Utah legislature moving forward with impeachment. Monson says it's a finding that could help sway some of the legislators that are hesitant to take that step.
Probably ought to get their attention in some way and have them thinking that their constituents won't be upset with them if they choose to move forward.
The House Republican caucus is set to discuss the matter of impeachment on Wednesday. House Democrats have already come out in favor of at least creating a committee to investigate the allegations against the attorney general. The victim of Sunday's shooting at St. James Catholic Church in Ogden is expected to recover, while the parish community is working to heal emotionally after witnessing the violence. KUER's Dan Bomas has the story.
Friends describe 66-year-old James Evans as a pillar of St. James the Just Parish. He was kneeling in a back pew with his family on Sunday when his son-in-law allegedly shot him in the back of the head. Dr. Barbara Kerwin, who heads the intensive care unit at McKay-D Hospital, says the bullet struck near his right ear but missed his brain.
He will need to have more surgical procedures eventually for further reconstruction and then rehabilitation to learn to swallow and speak.
The suspect, Ricky Jennings, was captured on I-84 near Tremonton yesterday after a truck he'd allegedly stolen ran out of gas. He's facing three charges: attempted criminal homicide, aggravated robbery, and possession of a weapon by a restricted person. Father Eric Richtsteig, the pastor of St. James Parish, spoke for the family and said he's grateful for the community response.
Really, I think we need to focus in on is, you know, how much good we saw yesterday, not just the one act of evil, but a lot of bravery, a lot of kindness, a lot of charity.
The regular Mass at St. James was held this morning, and there's a special service planned to bless the church this Thursday at 6 p.m. Dan Bomas, KUER News.
Utah parents of children with autism can now apply for limited spaces in a treatment program. The Utah Department of Health's Medicaid waiver program opened enrollment yesterday for 35 children under 7 years old. But advocates in the autism community say it's not enough. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
The Medicaid waiver provides health insurance coverage for intensive behavioral therapy. John Owen is president of the Utah Autism Coalition and the father of a six-year-old with autism. He's already submitted his application to the Utah Department of Health.
For the lucky 35 who get through the process, it could really give their children a chance to get services that are really important.
The program was funded as a pilot project during last year's legislative session to provide treatment for about 250 children who are clinically diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder. This year, the Department of Health has room for 35 more. Autism advocate Christine Passy says therapy has helped her daughter, but she says Utahns need more than a few waivers.
I wouldn't even say it's scratching the surface. In Utah, 1 in 47 children have autism. So the waiver is helping like less than 2% of children with autism in the state. So it's nice that 35 more kids will get services because they need it. But it's not doing anything substantial to help children with autism in Utah.
State Republican Senator Brian Chiazawa sponsored a bill in the last legislative session that would mandate insurance coverage of autism testing and treatment, but it failed to pass the House. Both Passy and Owen say they will be advocating for similar legislation next year. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams says the county can strengthen its supportive role in education by first investing in early intervention and after-school programs. McAdams was speaking at the county's first annual education summit at the Granite School District headquarters. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
McAdams is looking for ways to double the number of after-school programs in the county, but first he wants to partner with Granite School District to help expand preschool programs. Goldman Sachs recently gave the district a multi-million dollar loan to increase enrollment. McAdams says if the county council approves the partnership, it would help Granite School District pay back the loan with the money the county saves by keeping kids in school and out of trouble.
We'd provide youth services programs and juvenile justice programs, so we're financially interested in kids being successful in schools. We're not a preschool provider. So what we're looking at is finding best practices. We see something happening in the Granite School District that studies have shown to be successful.
He says Granite's program mirrors studies that show a high-quality preschool program taught by qualified educators with a low student-teacher ratio is a reliable predictor of future educational success. McAdams also named the county's first education liaison, Dr. Roderick Land, who will remain associate director of the county's Human Services Department. Dr. Land says his job is to build partnerships.
As the mayor has mentioned, he wants to be a fiscal conservative, so he's not talking about spending more money per se, but it is an issue of how do we leverage the resources that we currently have within the community and the different organizations.
Representatives from local school districts attended the summit, along with state education officials and representatives from Utah colleges and universities. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Firefighters are still trying to contain three fires started in southeastern Utah last week. KUER's Nicole Nixon has this update.
The Rock Creek Fire near Price, the Lackey Fan Fire near LaSalle, and the Dark Canyon Fire west of Monticello all began when a storm rolled through southeast Utah late last week. The Lackey Fan Fire is the biggest of the three, having already burned about 900 acres with a crew of over 300 firefighters battling the blaze. The fire is currently burning in the opposite direction of LaSalle, and crews aren't planning evacuations at this time. Jason Johnson is the information officer for the Rock Creek Fire. He says everyone should be cautious in the summertime with their own fires, fireworks, and flammable materials.
A lot of our fires start from lightning this time of year, but it helps if we don't have the other ones that are started on accident by people.
Wildfires burn dry timber and shrubs, but Johnson says litter also contributes to the fuels these fires consume.
We are in a long-term drought, and fuels are dry and they're receptive, so we'd ask people to be careful with fire and be conscious of that.
Still, fire officials say this summer's fire season shouldn't be as bad as last year's, when wildfires burned almost 500,000 acres of land in Utah. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
Miller Sports Properties is spending $15 million on a new scoreboard system for Energy Solutions Arena. It will replace its 10-foot-wide video screens with new systems that are 42 feet long and 24 feet high. The new system should be in place by the beginning of the NBA season this fall.
A family drama turns into a search for Argentina's lost history in Patricio Prone's novel, My Father's Ghost is Climbing in the Rain. Betsy Burton has this review.
A self-exiled son, a writer who hasn't returned home from Europe in years, has numbed his body, his mind, and his memory with drugs. Homeless, he's taken to sleeping on the couches of friends in Berlin. Until getting word that his father's been hospitalized, he rouses from his stupor, at least enough to fly home to Argentina, where he enters the house of his childhood, the lives of his siblings and mother, and the corridors of the hospital where his father lies, motionless and mute. As he gazes at the still form in the hospital bed, and as he sleeps in the room where he passed his own childhood and adolescence, he at last truly begins to awaken to his family, and especially to his father. Who is this man, he wonders? Who was he? Long-buried memories begin to surface, and with them a long-dormant curiosity. He enters his father's study, burrowing through papers and articles on a hunt for past truth about both his parents. Instead, he uncovers a mystery involving a simple man murdered in the village where his father grew up. His journalist father had obviously been obsessed with this tale, perhaps because of the heinous nature of the crime, or perhaps because the victim's sister, an old friend, or perhaps lover of his father's had become one of Argentina's disappeared. This is an extraordinary book, and Prawn is an extraordinarily gifted writer, using forgetfulness and dream fugue, drugs and illness, to at first hide from and then summon up the past, and to give it meaning. Part memoir, part mystery, and in part a novel that decries the artifice of genre fiction, My Father's Ghost is Climbing in the Rain seems at first to be about the generation that fought unsuccessfully against repression in Argentina, risking all to do so, yet ending up leaderless, rudderless, as frightened and ineffectual as children. But the true heart of Prawn's novel lies in the generation born to those victims of history, those children who unwittingly lived out the consequences of something they could never engage in and never completely understand. Beyond all else, it's a book about memory, our fear of it, and our profound need for it.
Betsy Burton is the proprietor of the King's English Bookstore in Salt Lake City. She reviewed My Father's Ghost is Climbing in the Rain by Patricio Prawn.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, June 18th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.